WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 49 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station School Board has decided to adjust high school attendance zones.
The decision to move boundaries was due to overpopulation at College Station High School. Carol Baird, among board members, who heard from patrons who were opposed to a $40 to $45 million bond election to expand CSHS when the population consolidated is less than 85% of capacity.
It's hard on the community, it's hard on us, it's hard on the kids, it's hard on everyone. So I think that the fact of the matter stands that we have capacity at one school.
The board on a 6-0 vote supported Superintendent Clark Gillies' recommended timeline where new boundaries will be implemented in the fall of 2019. The board agreed to Dr. Ely to complete the boundary change process this spring, which is faster than past rezonings. That's in order for parents to know what lies ahead before the summer break. There was no board opposition to Ely's suggestion that juniors and seniors would be grandfathered, and this year's eighth graders or next year's incoming freshmen would have the option of following the rest of their neighborhood to their high school. The board also directed administrators to provide possible incentives to increase enrollment at Consol. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What was a fire station owned by Texas A&M is being converted to the new home of the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley.
That really lent itself well for what we were trying to do with our galleries. And, you know, it gives us an opportunity to have a unique space for the arts.
CEO Chris Dyer is excited about the new location along Highway 6 in South College Station next to the Southern Plantation neighborhood.
Our goal is to serve everybody in the Brazos Valley. But, you know, we have walkability now. So residents from that neighborhood can actually walk right into our facility.
And the Arts Council's announcement also included its capital campaign has exceeded 75% of its $2.5 million goal. Texas A&M wants you to tell your story.
We're not being too prescriptive one way or another. It's just a matter of somebody having an interesting story to tell, and I believe everybody has an interesting story to tell, and how Texas A&M weighs into that story.
Amy Smith, Senior Vice President, Chief Marketing and Communications Officer, says their partnership with StoryCorps, a national oral history project, allows people to record their stories, which are then preserved in the Library of Congress archives. StoryCorps is parking their Airstream trailer, which serves as a recording studio, on A&M's campus through Saturday. Smith says the alternate recording studios are also available by appointment through March 20th. More information about StoryCorps and reserving a studio to tell your story is online at WTAW.com. And tonight is your opportunity to hear from some of the local candidates running in the March primary election at a forum sponsored by the BCS Chamber of Commerce.
This year it's going to be at the Phillips Event Center. Mm-hmm. We're going to do races for the state senator, state rep, county commissioner.
Chamber President Glenn Brewer says tonight's forum starts at 6. You're also invited to submit questions to Kate, K-A-T-E, at bcschamber.org. You can hear the forum on WTAW and online at radioaguland.com. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It is 49 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Located on the corner of Rock Prairie Road and Highway 6 southbound, you'll find the newly renovated Wolf Creek Car Wash and Oil Change at Rock Prairie. Act now and receive a free car wash with oil change and free do-it-yourself vacuum service. Be sure to choose one of the three famous car wash packages. Aggie-owned and operated, newly renovated Wolf Creek Car Wash and Oil Change at Rock Prairie, located on the corner of Rock Prairie Road and Highway 6 southbound, says Gig'em Aggies.
I'm Crystal Kelly, and I'm running for District Clerk of Brazos County because I believe my experience working in the District Clerk's office and in private practice as a litigation case manager over the past few years uniquely qualifies me to step into the role as a District Clerk on day one with a fresh perspective. I am the only candidate with Brazos County District Clerk office experience. For more information, go to VoteCrystalKelly.com.
Political ad paid for by Crystal Kelly candidate Chad Jones, Treasurer. Do you have an aging loved one or a relative who requires special care? On Saturday, February 24th, join First Baptist Bryan as we host our second annual Caregivers Conference. This all-day conference is a great opportunity for you to come learn more about how you can take better care of your loved one and yourself. Multiple experts will be on hand to lead breakout sessions in a variety of topics related to aging. For more information and to register for this year's Caregivers Conference, visit our website at fbcbryan.org/caregivers.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather has changed a little bit. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Once again, not much sunshine in the forecast for today. There will be some showers around, maybe a thunderstorm. Temperatures not as warm as they've been. A high today of 60. Rain tonight, overnight lows 45 to 50. Rain tapers off to showers tomorrow. Highs will be 60 to 65. A few showers are possible tomorrow night. Lows 55 to 60. Clouds and breezy Friday with a chance of a shower. Highs Friday 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
That's what the Aggie men's basketball fans because are feeling this morning. Third straight loss, second straight blowout, this time at home to Mississippi State. So we will cover that. But we'll also be covering some happy stuff. How about Aggie baseball picking up a win last night?
Hey!
There you go. And okay. Also another gold for the U.S. in the Olympics. Whoop. So it ain't all bad.
All right.
We'll cover all of that and more coming up in sports. Also, we were talking about this the other day. College Station ISD at their board meeting last night unveiled the new mascots well as colors for all three schools starting in the fall. So we'll cover that as well.
Because I didn't hear that in the news.
You were bothered by that. You were worried.
You know, I was thinking about that yesterday because, I got nothing else to do.
Right.
And so over and under on how many years it will be before a school in Bryan College Station uses orange for their colors.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
None of the elementary schools do?
Oh, no. Mm-mm. Oh, no. We can't be doing that.
Not that I know of, yeah.
Got to do the maroon thing, and then, if you want to veer off into purple, but anyway.
Yeah, purple's okay.
As far as the weather is concerned, we really did dodge the bullet. There was a lot of heavy activity.
Oh, yeah? You want to ask my dog if we dodged the bullet?
Oh, well, no, I know. Yeah, okay. You're right. Yeah, I got one of them, too.
I was riding in the elevator with Katie Dempsey over at Candy 95 this morning, and she said she had quite a time at her house last night, too.
Well, lots of thunder, just not a lot of rain.
Yes, that's the problem.
I got that. Yeah, Dad, mm-hmm. it's thundering outside.
See, mine sleeps right through it.
Really?
Yep.
You're lucky. Yeah,
very
you're lucky.
Lucky
about that. As far as there is very heavy rain up in the area to the northwest of the Metroplex. I mean, that is some pretty significant stuff they got going on. And I think maybe some temperatures that are making it kind of treacherous up there.
Yeah.
Heavy rain going through. I mean, if you were sitting at the airport right now in Dallas, you'd be sitting in the airport. I'm betting they ain't running out of any planes out of there. Heavy thunderstorms actually to the east of Houston, between Houston and Galveston, and all that stuff's going up there. Hey, I bet you my mom getting some rain up there, Zach. Looks like Tyler's getting...
Well, they probably are.
...getting drenched right now. Right. But as far as locally is concerned... down around Brenham, they've gotten some heavy stuff, and Navasota may be catching some things here in a few minutes. But overall, Bryan College Station, and again, it's moving, which is really a good thing, so it's not going to be sitting on top of us today. But what the heck? I mean,
we got that Aggie Dome in full effect, though.
Yeah, it's not that cold. It's just that you get spoiled real quickly.
It's just miserable.
Yeah, it's 49.
It's just gross.
You got wind out of the northwest at 14, so the chill factor is 44.
Blah.
So, yeah. Again, it's really not anything different than what you should expect this
right.
time of year.
But it's like 2 days of 70-degree weather, and all of a sudden, we're back to being weenies.
We got spoilt because of that.
That's why Chelsea and I are both leaving town.
It is only a high of 64 where I'm going, and a low of 44.
Oh. It's supposed to be, so I'm going to Vegas this weekend.
Oh, no! Are you?
And, I've never been before, and I'm expecting,
Well, and I'm expecting it to be, you know, like a desert, which it is.
Yeah, it is.
It gets cold in the desert,
right,
Zach.
Right, right. It's a high of like 57 on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm going kind of to the desert just in California.
Yeah.
I could remember, yeah, taking a vacation and going out there, and it was colder out there. I'm going, no, yeah, this is not, yeah, why I, yep, did that.
Yeah. But you never really go outside, or you shouldn't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to.
See, I was planning on posting up at the pool, working on my tan.
No.
Yeah,
flexing.
No, it's still,
yeah,
too early.
Yeah.
Still too early.
Yeah, okay. So now, all right, y'all are youngs, so you go to weddings, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Sure, sure.
So I don't know.
Too many.
Does that mean you don't go to weddings if you're older?
Well, there's just not
people stop getting married.
Yeah, there's not that much occasion.
You start
to
going
to
50th anniversary.
Exactly,
wedding.
Yeah, that kind of thing. But now, how big a deal is the wedding photographer anymore?
No.
Is that still a thing?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Zach, is that your experience as well?
Sure.
From a guy's,
I have
like
no
that.
Idea. I'm not. I don't pay attention.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't.
I do know there was one wedding I went to though, where the photographer was wearing flip flops.
Oh.
And hanging out in the sanctuary.
Not only is it unprofessional, I can't imagine it being that comfortable to, you know, move around.
I wouldn't think so either. But capris and flip flops. That's what,
wow,
she was rocking.
Oh no.
So. Oh, is the she?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I would think the father of the bride might not be happy about that.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was a family friend.
One of those.
So they got it at discount, but yeah.
Well, a wedding photographer in the UK,
okay,
taken to court,
oh,
by newlyweds over photos of their big day, Steph and Paul Unwin were horrified when they found that 96% of the pictures of their bridesmaids included close-ups of their cleavage and
rib. Oh.
And only 11 pictures of the actual groom.
Oh, my.
What? More than a third of the photos were out of focus. Photographer refunded for the couple a little bit, but they sued him because, you know, after all.
That's it. That's all you get. You get one shot.
Not like you had a bunch of negatives or spares laying around.
Well, I'm just thinking, at what point do you not kind of take pictures of the people getting married?
Yeah.
I wonder if they vetted him and his work. Info.
Mation.
We'll watch for that when it comes to trial.
And people spend a lot of money on photography.
Oh yeah,
a lot.
Oh yeah,
hell.
Because then you got to get the DVDs.
Yeah, all
you
that.
Get all the
get the music
stuff.
Behind
yeah.
it. You got to do all that.
You got to get a good photographer.
Well, that'd
apparently.
Be a good idea. Be a good start.
I'm Ben Lamont. My wife Christy and I keep waiting for someone to stand up to Austin and ask rural Texans what matters. Those folks down the road just don't seem to get it sometimes. We built a business here. We know how to balance a budget, meet the bottom line, sign both sides of a paycheck, and cut the bull. We also know that economic growth is vital to our region, and an unsecured border is an ever-growing threat. I'm Ben Lamont. Send me to Austin, and I won't let you down.
Political ad paid for by Ben Lamont Campaign.
Howdy. I'm Robert James Jr., but my friends call me Robbie. I'm a candidate for Justice of the Peace, Precinct 2, and I want to remind you that early voting is Tuesday, February 20th through Friday, March 2nd. Primary Election Day is Tuesday, March 6th. The dedicated and hardworking citizens of Brazos County should demand the same from their elected officials. My experience as a master peace officer has given me a working knowledge of the county's court system, district and county attorney's offices, and the county jail, which will ensure that justice is carried out correctly, fairly, and in a timely manner. I am court security certified for your protection. My business background, including over 30 years in real estate, provides me with the education and experience to run the Justice of the Peace office with honor, integrity, and efficiency. I'm dedicated to improving the Office of Justice of the Peace, Precinct 2, by being available 24/7. I encourage you and your friends to get out and vote. I would appreciate your vote for me, Robert Robbie James Jr., for Justice of the Peace, Precinct 2.
Political advertisement paid for by the Elect Robbie James Campaign. Jane Armstrong, Ph.D. Treasurer.
6:19, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here we go. It's the 21st of Feb. card reading day.
Okay. Never had my cards read.
Does it? No. I think we're talking like greeting cards, maybe.
No. Okay. Hallmark.
Yeah. Well,
same thing, pretty much.
Yeah, basically.
Or it can be an e-card, I guess. It's
true.
It's not quite the same. You're not holding.
Well, I guess the other day was send a friend a card.
Right.
So maybe this is your reading the
card
you received.
You finally got it in the mail.
Follow up on
yeah.
that. Right.
Okay.
Sticky bun day.
Sticky bun.
So is a sticky bun the same or not the same as a cinnamon roll?
No.
Okay.
They're different.
Because a sticky bun, I mean, it ends up that a cinnamon roll can be, but a sticky bun generally is taller.
Oh, okay.
Has usually nuts or something on the inside. That's what my thought is.
Okay.
And it's the brown sugar rather than the icing that makes it sticky.
Gotcha.
All right.
Sticky buns, that's what happens when I sit in gum.
It's a single tasking day.
Single task. Yes.
Celebrate. This is a guy day, without a doubt. Single tasking day. He said that, didn't he?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
It happens, man. If you're like,
No, it doesn't.
Not like I take the subway all the time or anything. It's not like we got one around here.
You check before you sit.
We don't even have a monorail. That's right. All right, we got birthdays, though.
Birthdays for today. Sophie Turner turning 22. She plays... Game of Thrones. She's the tall redhead.
Is she the one engaged?
I've read all the books. Yeah, I think so. She's turning 22. Okay. She's Stark. Anyways, one of the Stark girls.
Good. Ellen, Stark sisters.
It'll come to me. Yes.
Sansa.
Yes. How do you? You don't even watch the show.
She looked it up.
Okay.
Yeah, how hard is it to Google, Zach?
Well, I'm multitasking.
That's right.
So that's part of the problem.
Day.
On single
Man,
tasking
she's
day.
The one who's with Joe Jonas.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Now that you say that, of course, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Anyways, right. Ellen Page is turning 31. Juno.
Yes.
If you remember watching that movie back in the day.
It's a funny movie.
Yeah, she was also in Inception, so she was a star of that. Jennifer Love Hewitt, I'm a fan.
She's from Waco.
Really? I didn't know that. She's turning 39. I Know What You Did Last Summer, Heartbreakers. She's been in a ton of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Jordan Peele of Key and Peele. He's turning 39. Now, of course, he came out. He's a comedian, and they're really funny. And they came out with the movie with the cat, where they're basically trying to find a lost kitten. And it's hilarious. But then he also came out with Get Out. And he directed that and wrote it, if I'm not mistaken.
He did.
So
I think they had a free showing of that last weekend.
Yeah, something like that. Right. I know that he AMC Theaters, I want to say.
Uh-huh.
And they did that. So anyways, but yeah, Get Out was his kind of his baby, so to speak, and came up with it and got a lot of rewards for it. Kelsey Grammer. Turning 63 today, Frasier.
Yeah. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.
Boom.
Used to be married to a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's lived
he
quite a life.
He dumped Camille.
He's lived quite a life, as a matter of fact.
So.
And he is a conservative Republican.
Oh, okay.
Not many.
You don't find many of those.
No, not many in Hollywood. That's
true. He's a weirdo.
Yeah. Well, he's an actor. What do you want?
Yeah. Well, that's true too. Well, he's weird at least in Hollywood. But turning 63.
Sure.
And Alan Rickman would have been 72 today.
Mm. Bad guy in Die Hard.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
That's, yes. Hans Gruber.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
Mary Chapin. Who's going to do Cowboy?
Mary Chapin Carpenter. If you like her.
Oh yeah.
She's a 60. There aren't too many singers who graduated from Brown University.
We'd only just begun.
And William Peterson. He was the guy who was the first CSI, head of the first CSI group in the TV show, you know, in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. He was also in Young Guns 2.
Well, of course he was.
And also that movie with Marky Mark, Fear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Them too. Got it. 623.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so you're not going to hear this from the fake news network CNN, the conspiracy theory network MSNBC. New poll conducted by SurveyMonkey shows the number of Americans who actually approve of the Trump tax plan has dramatically increased now. The poll shows 51% of Americans approve of the tax law, which is up a full 18% from December when it was passed. And according to Daily Caller research, not a single individual on the Fake News Network, the Conspiracy Theory Network, ever mentioned the public's dramatic turnabout in support of the tax bill. So the networks, well, they couldn't find the time to report on this big news, but Fake News CNN did find time on Monday to do a segment on how President Trump is the worst president in the history of the country. What else do you expect from the whole Fake News Network?
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings for so many reasons. Now, Marlene writes us from Ohio. She says, Blinds.com is by far the most customer-friendly company. The blinds were easy and simple to install. The quality is excellent. I highly recommend. Go to Blinds.com, find the perfect window coverings for your home, and now through February the 25th, you save 20% off site-wide on top of their already low prices. Just go to Blinds.com/Hannity. Blinds.com/Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply.
People make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Brian Broadcasting and CHI St. Joseph Health invite you to participate in the third annual Grand Fondo Ride through the Brazos Valley. Saturday, March 3rd, cycle with hundreds of riders through the Brazos Valley countryside. The Grand Fondo race is presented by the Stella Hotel and Lake Walk. All proceeds raised from the race will benefit CHI St. Joseph Health's Cancer Center Services, where their promise is to identify and treat cancer and allow patients to live as normally as possible. Be a part of something amazing. Register a volunteer now at GrandFondoBCS.com.
Hi, I'm Melissa Buis, and I am a candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. I am a lifelong resident of Brazos County, graduating from Bryan High and receiving both my bachelor's and master's degrees from Texas A&M University. I am the only candidate who has worked with Brazos County for over 22 years, specifically in the Brazos County Attorney's Office. I am confident this experience will allow me a smooth transition to perform the duties of the District Clerk. Please vote Melissa L. Buis for Brazos County District Clerk.
Paid political advertisement by the Melissa L. Buis campaign.
He's our neighbor for more than 50 years, a local bookstore owner for more than 40 years, a fighting Texas Aggie class of 69, our state representative, John Rainey. John Rainey has voted for law and order and a more secure border. He supported $800 million for border security surge operations, putting more boots on the ground and more assets in the air to stop traffickers. Rainey voted to end sanctuary cities for illegal aliens because the rule of law must be enforced. And Rainey supported increasing the state share of education funding to improve our schools and to allow school districts to reduce property taxes.
I'm John Rainey. I have a record of improving education, supporting our great teachers, and fighting to keep property taxes under control. I am pro-life because every life matters from conception until natural death.
A fighting Texas Aggie, a local small business owner, a staunch conservative. John Rainey for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the John Rainey campaign.
Good morning, 627 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We have a flash flood watch in effect until 3 o'clock this afternoon. See if that happens or not. Supposed to have a 90% chance of showers today, and some of it could be heavy. Possibilities of up to 1 to 2 inches of rain. So we'll see. Then tonight, 44 will be our low with a 70% chance of rain. And rain chances of 40% or better all the way through Saturday night. So just expect that. It's supposed to warm up a little bit. For instance, on Friday, we'll be up to 78. But again, lots of clouds out there. And the winds are out of the northwest right now. It's not very pleasant. Wind chill factor is 44, and air temperature is 49 degrees. And the weather's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. The Fed will offer more details on policymakers' outlook for 2018 when it releases the minutes of their January 30th, 31st meeting. Officials voted then to hold their benchmark federal funds rate steady, but two important developments have transpired since the meeting. Stocks plunged and then stabilized, bond yields rose, and market volatility soared. Also, Congress approved a bigger-than-expected government funding bill. The minutes, to be released at 2 Eastern time, will show how Fed officials judge the economy and what may lie ahead when it comes to interest rates. The first treatment to help prevent serious allergic reactions to peanuts may be on the horizon. California-based Aimmune Therapeutics says its daily capsules of peanut flour help sensitize children to nuts in a major study. The company says 67% of kids who had its treatment were able to tolerate the equivalent of roughly 2 peanuts at the end of the study, compared to only 4% of others given a dummy powder. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or three-car garage. Call General Steel today. It's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000, suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 49 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. High school boundaries in College Station are changing again.
New boundaries for Consolidated and College Station High will go into effect in the fall of 2019 following last night's 6-0 school board vote. Mike Nugent, among the board members who heard opposition to adding a more than $40 million wing on the Purple campus when there's still room on the Maroon campus.
It is a massive concern from taxpayers. I hear that and I go, I think everyone else, you know, hears that and go, yeah, why would we do that? Well, the why is because we don't want to move kids.
There was no board opposition to Superintendent Clark Geely's suggestions that juniors and seniors would be grandfathered, and this year's 8th graders or next year's incoming freshmen would have the option of following the rest of their neighborhood to their high school. The end goal for Board President Jeff Harris is to keep high school populations and socioeconomic status equal until it's time to build a third high school.
Because, I mean, the reality is this is hard, very hard on our community. And it takes a lot of energy that we could be spending elsewhere in terms of making our community great and building the kids and funneling into them and their programming.
The superintendent was also directed to complete the boundary change process this spring, which is faster than past rezonings. That's in order for parents to know what lies ahead before the summer break. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Arts Council of the Brazos Valley has announced its new home. CEO Chris Dyer says a building that has been purchased in South College Station along Highway 6 next to the Southern Plantation neighborhood.
We really wanted to be the first thing that you saw coming into this community. We wanted the arts to be right there in your face, so to speak.
Dyer says that the building lends itself well to their future art gallery.
It was originally a fire station. Strangely enough, it actually was owned by Texas A&M, so it was they're always a great partner.
Dyer says they have exceeded 75% of their $2.5 million capital campaign goal towards the purchase and renovation of the new building. Three College Station men were arrested early Monday morning for a vehicle burglary south of the Texas A&M campus. According to a College Station police spokesman, there's no evidence at this time that they were involved in other recent vehicle burglaries, but additional charges are possible. According to the CSPD arrest report, a university police officer spotted the men digging in the trunk of a BMW parked in a garage off Merriam Pugh at 5:20 in the morning. The arrests were made after the owner of the car identified clothing and a sleeping bag that the suspect had when confronted by three CSPD officers. Taken to jail were 18-year-old Dylan Slaughter, 21-year-old Brandon Liddell Richardson, and 22-year-old Vernon McDonald. A same-sex couple who teach at Texas A&M have filed a federal lawsuit after they were rejected as foster parents to refugee children. According to A&M websites, Fatma Maruf is a professor at the law school and directs the Immigrants' Rights Clinic, and Bryn Esplin is an assistant professor in the College of Medicine's Department of Humanities. According to the Associated Press, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops claims the couple was turned down because they did not, quoting the lawsuit, mirror the Holy Family. The couple is also suing the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services because it funds the refugee relocation program that turned them away. The couple says constitutional protections were violated by imposing a religious test for child welfare services. The conference and HHS did not immediately respond to requests for comments. If you are walking around Kyle Field this week, you will see an Airstream trailer parked by the 12th Man statue. That trailer belongs to StoryCorps, a national oral history project based in New York City.
We reached out to StoryCorps because we had seen the great success that they have nationally and internationally. They're featured on national radio every week, and we need to tell our stories as Aggies.
Amy Smith, Senior Vice President, Chief Marketing and Communications Officer, says StoryCorps is recording conversations with pre-selected students, faculty, staff, and former students about their past or ongoing journeys. The recordings are then edited and preserved in the Library of Congress archives. Smith says there are a few time slots available this week in the Airstream trailer studio, but there are also two studios set up on campus available by appointment through March 20th. You can find more information online at WTAW.com. As early voting starts for the March 6th primary, you're invited to hear from some of the candidates tonight at a forum sponsored by the BCS Chamber of Commerce.
And the races that we will be covering are State Senator District 5, State Representative District 12 and 14, and County Commissioner Precinct 4.
The Chamber's Kate Chapman says you're invited to submit questions.
If you have any questions for any of the candidates ahead of time, you can email those to me, Kate, K-A-T-E, at bcschamber.org. And they may or may not be asked during the forum.
Tonight's program starts at 6 at the Phillips Events Center in Bryan. You can hear the live broadcast on WTAW and online at RadioAggieland.com. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It is 49 degrees. Call or text us. Be part of the show. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ill advice number 46. Eating raw garlic prevents the flu. Sounds like good advice, but is it really? CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same or next day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Does garlic boost your immunity? Unmask the whole truth at illadvice.org. And if you're feeling under the weather, schedule an appointment at CHI St. Joseph Health today.
When it comes to your choice for state senate, Dr. Charles Schwertner has a proven record of getting results. Dr. Charles Schwertner worked to establish a landowner's bill of rights that protects private property owners against eminent domain abuse. Dr. Charles Schwertner took on substandard nursing homes in Texas and passed strong legislation to protect seniors from abuse and neglect. Dr. Charles Schwertner passed a bill that gives the Texas Rangers resources to crack down on dangerous drug cartels and human smuggling, and co-authored legislation to ban sanctuary cities in Texas. A practicing physician, devoted family man, and award-winning conservative, Dr. Charles Schwertner has been endorsed by the Texas Farm Bureau, Texas Alliance for Life, and the National Rifle Association. Dr. Charles Schwertner, your proven conservative leader in the Texas Senate.
I'm Dr. Charles Schwertner, a proven conservative, and I'd be honored to earn your vote in the Republican primary. Political ad paid for by Texans for Charles Schwertner.
The 27th Annual Spring Bridal Show and Benefit is this Sunday, February 25th at the Brazos County Expo Complex. Meet local event professionals offering everything you'll need to plan your perfect day, plus a grand prize $1,000 gift certificate valid at any exhibitor. Don't leave your fiancé at home because grooms can win too. Tickets are $15 at the door or $10 in advance online at babv.org. Proceeds benefit Pink Alliance, so log on now to babv.org. See you this Sunday at the Bridal Show.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather is brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated Malik. Feel the difference.
Plenty of wet weather over the eastern half of the state this morning. Scattered showers and the chance for a thunderstorm today. Temperatures, well, they look like they're going to be a little cooler than they have been. They'll be near 60 this afternoon. Tonight we'll have periods of rain. Lows will drop down to about 45 to 50. For tomorrow, it looks like we're going to be dealing with more in the way of clouds and showers. We're 60 to 65 tomorrow afternoon, partly to mostly cloudy, breezy Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, freshman Zach DeLoach went for the cycle, for Texas A&M baseball last night. He said they came out all guns a-blazing.
You know, we came out, you know, blazing hot, you know, after that, you know, 5-home run game against, you know, Rhode Island. So, you know, we just came out, did our thing and, you know, stuck with our approach, you know, really competitive in the box. And so, you know, that's just kind of how the night went.
DeLoach has been awfully good early on in his Aggie career. The Aggs picked up the win last night over Stephen F. Austin 11-4. So we'll talk about that. Aggie basketball, the guys did not pick up the win last night. They fell to Mississippi State. We'll hear from Coach Billy Kennedy after that loss. And also talking about College Station ISD, changing the mascots and colors for the three middle schools for next fall. All that more coming up in sports.
So the men's basketball team, they've given up north of 180 points in the last two games. Is that right?
Yes, okay. Yeah. They've given up 90-plus on both.
There you go. That's 180.
You know, it's almost to the point where I want it to be like a Band-Aid and just rip it off. I mean, don't drag people around. If you're going to be bad, just be bad. Well, I'm serious. Don't give people hope.
Yeah, you're right. A couple of times this year they gave people hope.
Yeah.
Beginning of the season, people were really
happy. But just rolling over and playing dead for the rest of the season isn't good either.
I'm not saying that the players are going to do that or that they should do that. From a fan standpoint,
as
somebody who has been so incredibly frustrated with this team, I still think somehow, some way, they're going to end up making the NCAA tournament, because it looks like the national view of Texas A&M is a lot higher than maybe what the fans have
crazy,
right now.
Because that's never happened.
Well, but yeah, but I mean, you go back to, you know, their wins over West Virginia, non-conference wins. But again, that was last year.
That was a long forever.
That was a long time ago, and things have changed since then.
We'll see. Okay. Yeah. Normally, I visit with Congressman Flores. We won't today. He's out of the country.
Well, so, excuses.
Yeah, really.
Just kidding.
So, like yesterday, we realized that not only is Donald Trump the worst president ever.
He's
probably the worst president in the history of the country going forward. You know, there will never be a worse president than him.
Yeah,
so
correct.
Know that. However, he seems to have been able to do something having to do with guns that no other president has. When he has decided he's going to make a move on bump stocks.
Okay.
From bump stocks to background checks, President Trump is working hard to respond to the tragedy at Stoneman Douglas. Front and center, he's making moves to ban the rapid-fire bump stocks used in last year's Las Vegas massacre. And he's tweeting that he wants Congress to get tougher on keeping guns out of the hands of the wrong people, saying whether we are Republican or Democrat, we must now focus on strengthening background checks. As for action on a bump stock ban, Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein, who's led the effort on gun control, issued this statement saying, words are one thing, Mr. President, but we need meaningful action if you want these devices off the street.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I mean, isn't that, doesn't the meaningful action come from the lawmakers?
Well, you know, it's supposed to, but look. Now, Chelsea, you don't want them to do anything, do you?
I'm just asking too much, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, I just happened to hear this on America's First News coming in today, that a bunch of students went and marched on the Florida legislature yesterday.
Correct.
Right.
Or they marched to Tallahassee or drove to Tallahassee yesterday. Today is the day they're going to march.
Okay. But the Florida legislature has already shut down any gun legislation. Okay.
Okay.
So, nice move, Florida legislature. Okay.
Right.
You're not listening. And, you know, even though these kids probably are not registered to vote, it might be good to, again, hear the bills.
Yeah. And they're going to be voting here in a couple of years.
Yeah, exactly right. It might not be bad for you to actually, and same thing in Washington, bring these things to the floor of the House or Senate or wherever you happen to be, and at least talk about it. That way, those students understand, and they're not frustrated over the process. And then there's this. Apparently, at a school just about 2 hours north of where this happened, a 15-year-old brought a gun-shaped phone case to school.
Oh.
It just boggles my mind when I think about these cell phone companies manufacturing look-alike guns. It's just shame on them.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose there's some people who are using this to make a statement. That was Jason Umberg, who's the police chief of DeLand, Florida, speaking about that.
Well, and then we had this in yesterday afternoon's news, but El Paso police say that they've had 13 threats to local schools since Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
And that's a big problem in that it suddenly takes on, you know, it's at the forefront, the news, everyone is talking about it, and you're going to get a lot of kids that whether they're joking or whether they're real, just copycatting. And it's an unfortunate thing.
But what they have to understand and what they probably don't is even if they're joking, but it gets put on social media, you can get arrested for a terroristic threat.
Yeah. And
kid in College Station.
Right. And there's still an investigation that's going into that. And again, I was at that board meeting last night, obviously to cover the middle schools, and also College Station High was honored for their state championship in football. But that was a big, big talking point.
Right.
Was about the events that happened in Parkland as well as with a student there.
And they had planned, you know, that discussion at the board meeting about their security review and everything before that mass shooting had happened.
Right, that was already on the docket.
Right, but then this obviously, you know, turned it into a whole other discussion.
And we've discussed that this whole Florida situation happened because clearly school officials didn't do what they should do. Mm-hmm. So it's only fair that that parents here want to know about that.
Right.
And then there's this.
The Historical Society of Elk Grove, just south of Sacramento, had scheduled a two-day Revolutionary War reenactment in the town park in April. But officials are stomping on the Patriots' plans to fire muskets during the event, citing Elk Grove's anti-gun laws. Town leaders instead suggested the reenactors use sticks as pretend guns.
Oh, my gosh.
The society said no to that and canceled the reenactment. One member says, "Can you see 12 men in full regalia and another 12 charging with wooden sticks saying, bang, bang?" It just doesn't have the same effect. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Yeah, so...
Now, that's on ridiculous. That's past the borderline.
Of course it is. But that's, you know, that's where we are now because that pendulum has to kind of swing back into the middle, if at all possible.
Well, and obviously, we can talk about it forever, and I definitely don't want to plan on doing that. But, you know, I think even those who are gun owners, who are sensible gun owners, obviously, and law-abiding people, want a better way to keep guns in the hands of the good people while keeping them out of the hands of the bad folks. And I think anybody can agree on that. And you've got a lot of finger-pointing, and everyone wants to point blame on everyone after an event like this, except for the actual person who pulled the trigger. And there's going to be a lot more productive talk and dialogue if people educate themselves on what they're talking about, because you've got, you know, you've got congresswomen and men, you've got senators who are very much against or who are for reappealing, I guess, the Second Amendment, and they don't know anything what they're talking about.
Well, so, emotion dives into this at
big time.
And the problem is that, you know, here's the deal. There are a whole lot of illegal acts that go on that don't make the news. For instance, you know, there are abortions that take place and they don't make the news. There are people who get shot every day. It makes news.
Oh, yeah.
And for that very reason, all that does, and especially now when you have the tragedy that includes younger people, all that does is keep it in the forefront. And then it becomes an emotional situation. Nobody's going to change their view on this. But again, the elected officials are there for the purpose of hearing this and having some sort of discussion. Actually making a decision would be really interesting.
Right.
649.
Thinking of changing your lighting fixtures or adding landscape lighting to your front yard? Have a plug that doesn't work or want an outlet moved to a more convenient location? Maybe you have an older home that needs a complete rewiring. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician. Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. For everything from simple fixture replacement to expansive remodeling projects, you can count on Aggie-owned and operated Gilmore Electric Express. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to gilmoreelectricexpress.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Like any other living, breathing being, your landscape's going to go through phases. Over the years, your needs and expectations will change, and likely so will the plantings you made 10 or 20 years earlier. Progressions in landscaping, how landscapes evolve, right after this message. It seems like these days that temporary storage facilities are on every street corner. But let's do some math. For what you're paying in yearly costs for that storage room, you could own your own metal storage building in your own backyard. Mueller Backyard Building Kits are easy to assemble with a bolt-together design, and they're priced right. Mueller kits come in a variety of sizes with more than 30 colors to choose from, adding style to your storage space. If you need a larger solution, Mueller's pre-engineered standard series storage buildings can accommodate almost any need. Whether it's a smaller space for a lawnmower, a place for cars, boats, or even an RV, you can have peace of mind that a Mueller metal building will protect those treasures at a reasonable price. See all the options at MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com, or give them a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Mueller, made in America and made to last. This evolution of landscapes is actually the very same thing that happens inside your house. The baby's room becomes a home office because the baby just left for college. The shag carpet finally makes its way to the landfill or wherever shag carpet crawls off to die. Things just change, and it's those changes in your landscape that make gardening such an enjoyable hobby. You're never really finished. Your garden is always a moving target. There's always something to fuel the fire of landscaping excitement. How about shady solutions? Sooner or later, if you live in a house long enough, those little trees you planted will grow into magnificent specimens, taking their place in our vast urban forests of Texas. You wanted shade, and that's just what they're bringing. Heavy shade, kill the grass shade. Shade that makes you cry out for entirely new groups of plants that won't need sunlight to survive. It's not uncommon when trees grow to full size for gardeners to have to redesign beds to conceal big patches of bare ground. St. Augustine is our most shade-tolerant turf grass, but even St. Augustine has to have 4 to 6 hours of full direct sunlight each day, and that's just to hold its own more if you expect it to grow. If the dead areas in your turf align proportionately with the shadier spots, you need to switch over to Mondo grass, Liriope, or some other shade-tolerant ground cover. Roses give way to hollies, and lantanas and copper plants make room for begonias and ferns. The look of the landscape must be tweaked and fine-tuned to fit the surroundings. That does happen. Then we have to tame the taller plants. Like children, young plants look handsome and harmless. Then they become teenagers, and your struggles begin. Both our plants and our children become large and boisterous. We do our best to control them, but try as we will, they seem to ignore all of our efforts to guide them. There are several good reasons that we end up with the wrong plants for our spaces. Maybe we never looked at the plant tag to see how tall or wide it would grow. We probably never sought help of a Texas Master Certified Nursery Professional, or maybe we just assumed we could keep a plant in bounds by pruning as needed. Well, that doesn't always work, especially if you're way off on your guess. You need to choose a plant that will fit your surroundings. We welcome newcomers. In the past 10 or 15 or 20 years, we've seen a massive number of new plants brought into the market. Many of them are patented plants, and that's great. There are some wonderful things out there. We need to make room for recreation. How your family uses the landscape shifts as the kids mature, so you need to shift the landscape with it to match up with those needs. I'm Neil Sperry, the roots of the matter in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan in Navasota. Good morning at 6:54. College Station ISD has unveiled new mascots and color schemes for all three of its middle schools. Beginning next fall, Adam Consolidated Middle School will be known as the Bobcats, College Station Middle School the Knights, and New Welburn Middle School the Warhawks. CSISD Director of Communications Chuck Glenwinkle believes a change was needed in an ever-growing district.
It was all about creating individual identities at the middle schools, and that's what we did with this process, creating new logos and a new color scheme. And, you know, it really has been a fresh start as we move from two middle schools to three middle schools and three middle schools that all three feet into two comprehensive high schools. And so that was the idea behind it. The plan went as we expected it to go, and I think the results are really good. I think the logos look really good. I think the color schemes are good, and the students and staffs are excited about it.
All changes are expected to be finished in time for the 2018-19 school year. To check out the new mascots, head over to WTAW.com. Abdul Adu scored 19 points, and the Mississippi State men's basketball team defeated Texas A&M last night 93-81 at Reed Arena. The Bulldogs overwhelmed the Aggies in points off turnovers 19-5 and bench points 23-6. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy after the loss.
Obviously, we're disappointed in the loss, but disappointed in giving up 93 points again, back-to-back games where we've given up 94 and 93 points, and we lost our defensive identity for whatever reason. And we're struggling making a tough play on the defensive end of the floor, and that's my responsibility. Got to do a better job of getting us prepared to play on the defensive end. Not taking anything away from Mississippi State. Their guards were hard to defend, and we couldn't keep them out of the lane. Their athleticism really gave us a lot of problems. We got a good team.
Tyler Davis scored 25 points and pulled down 11 rebounds for the Aggs, who have now dropped three straight and balled a 17-11 on the season and 6-9 in SEC play. Elsewhere in the men's game, number 21 West Virginia topped Baylor 71-60. Second-ranked Michigan State blew past Illinois 81-61, and Rhode Island edged LaSalle 95-93 in overtime. Reigning SEC Freshman of the Week Zach DeLoach picked right back up where he left off last night, hitting for the cycle to lead number 10 Texas A&M to an 11-4 win over Stephen F. Austin.
Our coach told me to set the tone, and told all of us to set the tone, really. And, you know, we came out, you know, blazing hot, you know, after that, you know, 5-home run game against, you know, Rhode Island. So, you know, we just came out, did our thing, and, you know, stuck with our approach, you know, really competitive in the box. And so, you know, that's just kind of how the night went.
DeLoach finished the night 4-for-4 with 5 runs scored and 1 RBI. Teammate Michael Hellman went 2-for-3 at the plate with a ribby and a run scored, and Braden Shoemake drove in 3 as the Aggie baseball team improves to 4-0 on the season. Now in softball, Aggie first baseman Torrey Vidalis has been named National Player of the Week by Louisville Slugger and the NFCA. The senior dominated at the plate, hitting .533 with 4 home runs and 12 RBI as the Aggs win a perfect 5-0 on the week. Torrey and the ladies will head out to Cathedral City, California tomorrow to take part in the Mary Nutter Classic. The Dallas Stars try to bounce back from Sunday's 5-2 loss to San Jose when they pay a visit to the Anaheim Ducks tonight. The puck drops at 9 o'clock. And the United States has won its first Olympic gold medal in women's cross-country skiing. Jessica Diggins passed the Swedes and the Norwegians on the final lap to make history in a major upset. Meanwhile, on the slopes, Lindsey Vonn grabbed the bronze in the women's downhill to bring the American medal total to 14.
And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Howdy, I'm Rick Davis, A&M class of 85. I'm running to be your state representative in District 14. I'm an attorney and former judge with 8 years judicial experience. As a conservative Republican, I will stand strong in Austin for financial responsibility, governmental accountability, promote sensible legislation, and will advance traditional conservative values. I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Texas A&M, pro-military, and pro-small business. I would appreciate your vote on March 6.
Political ad paid for by the Rick Davis Campaign, Roy May Treasurer. To learn more about the campaign, visit electrickdavis.com.
The factory has challenged Tom Light Chevrolet to sell 100 new trucks. We will not back down from a challenge, and we will not be undersold. Now save over $15,000 off MSRP on new 2018 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab. $15,000 off. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings include $7,000 factory incentive, $750 package option savings, $77.79 discount when available. Ends February 28th.
As early voting begins for the March 6th primary, you're invited to the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum. You can listen to comments from those running for state senate, state representative, and Brazos County Commission Wednesday night at 6 at the Phillips Event Center in Bryan. The live broadcast on WTAW and RadioAguiline.com is presented by the award-winning American Lube Center at Tower Point and College Station, where fast and friendly service is what they do. That's the Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum Wednesday night at 6 on Newstalk 1620 WTAW and RadioAguiline.com.
We've got a flash flood watch until 3 o'clock this afternoon. 90% chance of rain, maybe up to 2 inches today, and a 70% chance tonight, and actually rain all week long. 46 right now. WTAW College Station, Bryan. By the way, that wind chill factor out there right now, 38 degrees.